This is Propulsion, the podcast where we dive deep into the nitty-gritty of taking your business and your practice to the next level. Whether you are an entrepreneur, a franchisee, or a financial planning pro, you are in the right place. We're talking the latest tech, best practices, and expert insights, all while keeping it real and entertaining. So grab a coffee, sit back, and let's get ready to blast off. I'm your host, François Detouet. Fantastic. Righty. So selling. I remember sort of vividly, you know, that I, for a long time, I've said that I am not a salesperson. I don't want to sell. I don't want to be seen as someone who's selling and is pushing things onto people and convincing them at all cost to do this thing, because that's the picture of selling that I forever had in my mind. You know, you start thinking about, if I say the word selling, like there's specific movies that probably come to mind, and you're going to think about something like Glengarry Glen, Glenn Ross, Always Be Closing, and Coffee is for Winners and Not for Losers, and things like that. So those are some of the things you think about. There was a movie, I think in 1980, somewhere there, about a used car salesman that Kurt Russell played in. And as well, he was relentless, and he sold things to people that he shouldn't be selling to, and he lied to people to sell to them. And these are the pictures that we have when we hear the word selling. Now, the funny thing is, something that I realized somewhere along my journey, and it all started off with, by the way, when I was reading a book by Daniel Pink called To Sell is Human, and it sort of started flipping that. And then there was another a short manifesto that I read, which I'll share at some point, just maybe on LinkedIn. But it's not about the act of selling. There's actually something much bigger behind it. And for me, when I started changing the way that I view selling, you know, it really flipped the thing for me. Here's the thing that I realized. So this is like paradoxical. Is that a word? What we do is we want to sell to others that we are not salespeople. So maybe we're just not good at sales, because we can't convince somebody that you're not into sales when you actually are, because all the time we're trying to convince somebody, or to at least see things from our point of view, or we want to get them interested, or we want to guide them to take a specific action. All of those are actually selling. But we've given this sort of view, or we connected some sort of a feeling to the word selling, which means, no. If you're a financial advisor or a planner and you're professional and all of that, then you can't be selling. That is not what we do. We give advice, right? But at the end of the day, you are selling something, because you've got to get somebody interested in what you do. Now, some is trying to get people interested in product, and some is trying to get people interested in advice and on a journey and on other things, right? But at the end of the day, if they don't take the action, none of the incredible things that you and I do means anything. So you have to sell. And selling is nothing else. Like a couple of episodes ago, we spoke about lead generation. And if you think about what that is, it's not about looking for somebody to sell to, in my mind. For me, it's about finding somebody you can help. And when we sort of start shifting that and just understanding that helping somebody and being really interested in what it is that they do, and being really focused on them and not on ourselves, and not being focused on product, for example, being focused on advice, that's all part of selling. It's nothing other than selling. And one of the things that I've been struggling with, and I know Lalani and David and myself have had a conversation about this on season one, about financial advisor titles, what we call ourselves. And, you know, I think the bigger thing that goes with titles is whether somebody understands what these different titles actually mean and what they represent and what the different people with different titles do, if we can get them to formalize that. That's the bigger issue. So starting to call ourselves things that people do not understand, because we're trying to distinguish ourselves through titles, you know, that for me is a useless sort of endeavor, probably. What we do want to make sure is that people know exactly what we're doing. Now, in the same vein, why am I saying that? Well, in the same vein, you and I need to think about the fact that we are selling. Let's just be honest with ourselves. We are selling. The question is, what are we selling? And for me, selling is much more about when it's good versus bad, is that am I focused on the other person and putting their interests first, and am I really interested in them? Or am I trying to push my own interests, or am I just focused on what I want out of this? Now, obviously, any relationship, it needs to be win-win. I mean, think about your best friend. They're probably your best friend because there's a win-win. There's a give and take. And it's the same in business. The client can't be the one winning all the time and you don't. But to the same fact, you can't be winning all the time and your clients don't. So it's about that balancing act. And for me, clients should probably win more than us, because funny enough, then we will win a lot. But that's how I think about selling nowadays. And also, a big part of selling is that you have to have this deep belief in what you do. And that doesn't mean that you have to have all the knowledge in the world, that you need to be so experienced that there's no question that you can't answer on the fly. It just means that you need to believe that you are making a difference. And the amazing thing about this profession is, if you like, there was at some stage last year where I spoke about the financial advisor maturity curve. And as you grow, as you move through those phases, you add more value. You add more value. And this is why I'm so on about it's the journey with the client. It's not the transaction, which is another part of why we don't like selling, because we don't just want to focus on the transaction. We want to focus on a long-term relationship and a journey with the client, many of us. And at the end of the day as well, you know, if you are clear about your value proposition and you think about, well, my value is to get somebody the best product there is, and that's what the client is looking for, that's a match made in heaven. Whether people on this end believes that that's not the way to do financial planning has actually got nothing to do with it. It's about matching of what people are looking for and what resonates with them. This is why I'm a big proponent of focus on what you do and how you do it, and make sure people know that. In other words, sell what you do. That's so important. If you're not selling it and you're not marketing it, and what's the difference, by the way, between marketing and selling? Well, marketing for me is creating awareness. Selling is getting people to take action. So whether that's to engage with you, or, you know, to sort of move on to the next phase of what they need to do or make a decision, whatever that may be. But that's what the selling part is about. So selling is a fantastic thing. There is no way that you and I can grow a business and add value if we are not selling, if we are not finding people we can help, if we're not getting them to take action, and if we're not helping them managing their behavior and sticking to the things that they are taking action on, then we're not going to add value. We won't have an impact. So I'm keen to sort of hear your thoughts for those of you that are watching live today. And even if you're watching on demand, do share, or if you're listening to the podcast, do share in the comments and let me know what it is that you think about this and how you view this. But that's sort of, I think, what is really, really important. And there's this massive discomfort simply because we've given a certain meaning and attached a certain emotion to the word selling. And it's a lot to do sometimes with how we want others to perceive us, or how we want them to see us. You know, you got to be very careful if you're out there saying one thing, but the things you post on social media is the exact opposite. So we also got to be cognizant of that, because I sometimes see people say, this is what I focus on, but the only thing they really post on is the things that they say they don't focus on. So how do those two then talk together? So also just think about whether what we are saying in the way that we, just because we don't want to be seen as this, that we don't do the opposite when we are posting content. Now, the other thing that is very important here is that, and I often use this, and I don't mean to step on any toes, but you know, you'll sometimes find people that, you know, they have a certain view of the world and how it should be and how it could be. And that's absolutely amazing. I really love that. I'm one of those people as well, where I have an idea and I focus on it and I want to make it happen. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. But then there are people who are on a very different stage in their business or their practice or their career, and they have this ideal about how things should be. But getting from here to there misses about 50 steps before you get there. But now we're just talking about this thing about how it should be, but it then keeps us from doing the things we should be doing right in the beginning to get going. You know, a lot of the people that we look up to, if you think about the big names, man, think about Elon Musk and think about Richard Branson and think about, I don't know, Gary Vaynerchuk and Patrick Bet-David and Alex Ramosi and all of these amazing people, where they are and where you are two very, very different worlds. So So you can work towards that, but don't expect to, if you've never even gone like to the gym, for example, to just go and do a, you know, participate in a in some sort of an event where you're going to run 500 kilometers in 2 days. You're not going to be able to do that because there's a process to get there. And often what happens is that if we're so romantic about this idea that we have, it's not to say, remember, a vision is something that you can work towards. It doesn't mean that it has to be real from day one. So we do things and then we want to get there. But because we're so fixated on this, that we talk ourselves into a corner. And also it impacts well the way we view selling. That's important. Understand that this belief that this is wrong and this is right is keeping you from taking the actions that you should be taking in order to be successful. The best thing that you and I can do for clients is to become successful. And there's a way to get there. Now, for me, it's not about the fact that you're selling or even what you're selling. It's more who and what you are focused on when you are selling. That's the thing that you should be auditing, not the fact that you're selling. Selling is a great thing. We won't get anything done in this world if we weren't selling. So that's very important to me. And I'm sort of keen to hear your thoughts on that. But for me, you know, if you look at what real selling is, if you will, seeing that we've got real financial planning, we also got real selling. It's about focusing on the client, their needs, the things that they want to achieve, what it is about. And I was really like intrigued by what Tanya shared just now with the advisor and the client. The client said, I want to retire and this is how much I want. And then, you know, they have this certain idea. That is the reason why that client has said it in that way, apart from the fact that they don't maybe understand certain things that you and I do, is that that's their vision for their life. And if we can focus on helping them get there, and get them to take the actions they need to take to get to achieve that. I mean, isn't that worth selling? And then obviously we've got to come through on those promises that we are making. But it's all about building relationships, building trust, focusing on the client, putting their interests first all the time, not most of the time, all the time. You know that I feel very strongly about doing the right thing for the right reason with the right intent. Because when you do that, everything else follows. You will be successful. It might not be in a month. It might not be in 6 months. Hell, it might not even be in 7 years in my case. But slowly but surely, you get there and you get there. Because then when it starts happening and things sort of feels like now there's growth, now there's progress, that it's solid. There's a foundation and you can do that. So patience in the long run is important, but urgency in the short term is even more important. Sorry, I'm veering a little bit away from the selling theme, but those are things that are really, really important as well. So, I mean, what can you do to start maybe changing your relationship with selling and the way that you think about it? And that's exactly the place to start, probably, is to say, well, what do I think about it? Why do I think this about it? Is there something that's happened? You know, maybe an advisor sold your parents something at all cost and any cost. And instead of saying that, that's not how I will sell, you went like, these sales guys are just, that's all they care about is just selling product. It's not about just selling product. The thing is that they were focused on their own needs and their own interests and their own incentives and their own things that were very important to them instead of saying what is important and right to the client, most probably. So those are really important. And then I would really say, what is important to you? You know, yesterday I was talking about you've got to stand for something. So what are your values? What are the things that are really important to you? Are you clear on those? And how can you make sure that you sell in line with those values? Because if you sell in line with your values and you have clients that align with your values, then everything falls in place and you can sell with passion and you can sell with confidence and you can sell with all the love in your heart. That's really what you can do. So think about those kinds of things. The only way that we can really change the way we think about something is because it boils down to our beliefs about what is true. And those beliefs are shaped obviously by things we've experienced or seen or learned or whatever it may be. But what we definitely need to do is to revisit that and to get new information. The only way you can change beliefs is by getting new information, by seeking out new and different experiences, by learning about what it's like from the other end of the table, the other end of the coin. Like, what does that side look like? And we really go back and challenge what we believe and why we believe it because of something that happened. And because it happened, it must be true for me. You know, you've always seen like that 6 and the 9 kind of thing where, you know, one says it's a 6, one says it's a 9. It depends on the perspective. But that's the only way that you can start transforming this. And then you've got to educate yourself on what good selling looks like. So read the right books, you know, follow the right people. Spend time and develop your own way of doing this. Because at the end of the day, for me, selling is anyway just a conversation. It's the way that I have a conversation with somebody. I am not personally very big on all sorts of frameworks and, you know, you got to do this and all sorts of things. For me, it's just, am I raw and having just a real conversation? Very recently, you know, I had a deal that we were doing and there were certain discussions that happened and, you know, I sort of didn't ask a couple of questions and it worked against me. And I was very straight on afterwards with people to say, that's not how I operate, but I learned it's fine. It's no problem. So I'm very open and very straightforward about these kinds of things. And I think people appreciate that more. And if they don't, there's probably not an alignment of values anyway there. So then you should ask, do you want to do business with people with whom you can't be honest and straight? But that's important, right? So we need to look at those kinds of things. So what are some of the ways that we can sell the right way, if you will. You know, it's specifically in the financial planning profession. There's nothing that hurts us more when Lalani is sharing about people that are, there's now warnings out against these people. And, you know, there's been this scam and that scam and all of it. And by the way, I think, Lalani, if I saw you having a webinar on scams and things very soon as well. So, you know, these are kinds of things that we need to think about. And we don't want to be seen as that. We want to keep our professional integrity intact. So that's very important. So for me, there's really like a few types of selling that you can use. And some of these may have older names, in my opinion. You know, these are things that I remember learning back in the 90s, you know, called consultative selling. And there were some components in those that I thought like, you know, I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's about connecting with somebody. It's about understanding. It's about being, you know, really present when you are talking to them. It's about really listening to them, like active listening, listening with empathy, all of those kinds of things that we teach in our client meeting skills stuff. You know, those things are important because it's about understanding and then knowing, okay, so if this is what's important to you, and also even helping the client to get to what is really important to them, that's part of the process. And then say, okay, so now what do we do from here? Then it doesn't even feel like you're selling. It's very simple because it's a conversation. I have your best interest at heart. They can see it. They trust us. And it becomes a so much easier process. But acknowledge that that is still selling. Also, educational marketing is very useful. If we empower clients to have better conversations, to make better decisions, it all comes down to education. All we can do, we've spoken about this before on the show. You can do education in the meetings. You can send them information during the year or, you know, over the course of a period of time. Or you could have events or you could do webinars. You could do all sorts of things to help educate your clients from that perspective. But it's really, really important that you do that. Obviously, other things is let your existing clients who are very happy come and tell their stories so that people can see. That's all part of this. And this is them saying things. It's not you creating some fake, deep fake. Oh, I see, by the way, the EU have launched or they're very close to launching the AI legislation now. And it's gone through the next part of the process. So they're going to really like there's specific things that you're not allowed to do, which includes things like deep fake. And obviously, I think the biggest thing is like use storytelling so that people can relate to that. So that's very important. But if you're always transparent, you're always honest, you communicate clearly and simply in a plain language and things that they can follow and understand. Those are the things that build trust and those are the things that foster long-term relationships. And when you do those things and you focus on that and you're patient for things to happen, then it will never feel like you're selling because it's like a friend talking to a friend, having a conversation, making decisions that friend knows are in their best interest. So that's very, very important. So just to sort of think about this, you know, challenge the way that you think and feel about selling. Selling is not the enemy. Selling is the best weapon and the best ally and the best strategy and the best tactic and the best all of it that you have to build a successful career, successful business, and all of that. The question is not whether you're selling or not. The question is, are you selling in the right way? Are you focusing? Who are you focusing on? Yourself? Are you focusing on the client? And whether that then becomes advice or product or anything in between, I lean a lot more towards the advice side, because for me, when you are, and in fact, there's a company that we started working with that's got a different spin on that, which I can't share, but it's really interesting to see, like, what should we be focusing on? And that's very, very important, right? So I think when you focus on the advice, because advice doesn't always lead to a product, that's the problem often. If the way that we get paid is by implementing product and we just focus on product, we're missing out on a big piece over here. But you always focus on advice. It eventually will somewhere, in some way, shape, or form, lead to a product in many cases, which is, if that's the way that your business earns revenue and generates revenue, then that's the process. Or you can say, advice is my product. So that's all I sell. But be clear on what's important to you. Be clear on what it is that you're selling. Be clear on how you will do this. And educate yourself as much as possible and then implement and use it. Because having the knowledge about selling and being able to say, well, here are the steps in the sales process and this is how you overcome objections and these are the things, those things doesn't really mean much, in my opinion. For me, it's about if I'm genuinely interested in the other person, I care about them, and I do the right thing all the time, selling becomes just, it is just what we do. So that's it from me on selling. I'll be looking at your comments. All right, so let's see quickly. Yeah, that's the other one. Des, absolutely. So Des says, Wolf of Wall Street definitely jumps to mind as well. That's a classic. But there was actually some things to take away from that. Boiler Room is probably the other one. So these are very interesting. Adrian also says, to sell is human, is life-changing. It's really a great book. Definitely worth it. It's Daniel Pink. Or Dan Pink sometimes, I don't know. But it's really, really a great book. Gweber says, it's worth emphasizing that the art of self-presentation is not merely a transactional skill of selling yourself, but a continuous journey of self-discovery and improvement. Definitely, that's a great comment. My fear of rejection has turned me into selling whatever, however, which is quite an interesting statement. There's something we should chat about, but very, very interesting. Kevin, good morning, Kevin. Nice to see you. That's a good perspective. Indeed, not all selling are bad. Is more on working out on clarity about what are we selling. Yes, absolutely. Lalani has also added her voice. As long as what you sell addresses a need, this means you follow the process of establishing the need. What client problem are we trying to solve? There must always be a link back to your F&A. And then this is a typical compliance, response, but it's true. Yes, and at the end of the day, I mean, most clients, obviously, I think will probably land up in your office with a product issue. Like, that's how most of them will get to you. I've got a problem with my retirement fund or my retirement annuity or this investment or that endowment or this life policy. And that's how you start the process. And then it's to educate them. But you know what? Just by asking them questions, why do you have this? What is it meant for? I mean, that can open the door to start talking about the things you really want to talk about and sort of get more into them as people. So that's very important. Tanya says, maybe we don't focus enough on the problem we want to solve for clients and too often just on the product we want to sell. It's actually a note I make. Thanks for that, Tanya. It's a note I made, when I was just thinking about this episode, is that how are the different things that or the different ways that we could probably be selling? And one of the ways is definitely that, you know, if a lot of things selling certain aspects is very difficult for you, sell the problem. That's something we can all do. There's no way that none of us can not sell the problem. And by selling the problem, it's about making people aware. It's about showing that we understand the problem, how serious the problem is, and that we actually know how to solve this problem as well. So that's definitely there as well. Mr. Mocha, it's been 600 centuries, it feels like. The comment made a few weeks ago around being a business that offers financial advice versus being an advisor. First, I focus on those two key features of any business, of creating clients and then keeping clients. This all talks to experience. A sale is not an experience we like. While constructive, comprehensive financial advice is a journey that leads to great experience. Absolutely. Thank you very much for that. Boiler Room was my number one movie for a long time. It's just because these things show you what's possible. But the question is that how I want to do it? But it is definitely inspirational sometimes to see the energy and the commitment and just how people go about these things. It's really, really valuable. Thank you. It's very important to put the focus on what is the most pressing issue on our clients' minds at the moment. Thank you very much, Juanita. And then Kevin, wonderful sharing. Thank you very much. And Lalani said she agrees with Tanya. Good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of today's show. Thank you very much for being here. We'll be back next week, even though Thursday is a public holiday. We are here on Friday, and I look forward to another great episode with you. And so do join us from wherever you are, and we will be glad to entertain you and inform you and show you some good stuff and have great conversations. So with that, have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe, be blessed and prosper, and continue to raise the bar. Love you lots. Bye-bye. All right, folks, that's a wrap for this episode of Propulsion. I hope you got as much out of this as I did. Remember to tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. South African time for our live show called Propulsion Live. You can find it at www.propulsion.co.za/live. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, hit that subscribe button or the follow button and share it with your friends, colleagues, and anyone else who you think would get something out of it. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next one.